And the truth is, you're stuck in a place that you should not be. And because you're stuck there, you live in the self-fulfilling prophecy, like you said. It just continues.
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe and Ed talk about ways to identify if you're stuck in a rut. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. My name is Joe. I am here with Ed Newell. Man, I was thinking of some adjectives to try to, you know, you're my one of my favorite people. You're beautiful.
Wow.
You're amazing.
Wow.
But I think I've used all those in the past, so I need to come up with some new content here.
Yeah, you do. Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, Joe.
You just come in for your weekly affirmation.
Like, yes,
Joe,
exactly.
Gonna say great.
That's the only reason
today.
I show up, just to feel good about myself.
So the Dare to Be Different podcast is all about living an exceptional life. And we use five words to describe that exceptional life, or at least a strategy. We use these five words as a strategy to have that exceptional life. And they were adventurous, honest, passionate, healthy, and grateful. So today we're going to start with healthy and then make a weird left turn.
All right, great. Let's do it.
Does that sound fun?
Yeah, that's great.
So about a week and a half ago, I went to the doctor.
Okay.
And I went because I had a persistent cough. It was months and months. And if you listen to some of the old podcasts, you can hear me try not to be rude. And I try to cough off of the microphone.
Yeah.
But months and months that I just couldn't get rid of this cough. So I had antibiotics because I had bronchitis and all that stuff, but it had come down to this point where I just simply couldn't shake it. Like no matter what I took, what antibiotics and all that stuff. And so I finally went to my family doctor who I hadn't seen up to that point. I went to like one of those MedExpress places and they just, you know, do what they have to do. And what it comes down to was that the fact that I was coughing made me cough. There was nothing else wrong with me.
Right.
Other than the fact that I was coughing, which led to this situation where I coughed more.
Okay.
So my lungs had gotten...
So used to it or something.
Yeah, they had gotten kind of damaged, you know, like a little bit inflamed,
right.
I guess. So every time I would cough, it would re-inflame my lungs, which would then make me cough more, which was this vicious cycle that would happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, so... We're going to kick it in the butt. We're going to give you this inhaler. It's going to take care of it. And within 2 days, you're going to feel fine. Like 2 days. Like seriously, I've been coughing for like 4 months.
Yeah.
In 2 days.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I did this inhaler, you know, 2 days or two times on the first day, two times the second day. And I have not coughed since. Man. Although now that I'm talking about it, I want to cough. I don't know if you ever feel that.
Steroids, man.
But
I thought you are looking a little bigger
is that,
now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm, now you're taking steroids.
A little buff.
Looking strong.
My asthma inhaler.
Yeah.
So it's a new workout regimen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Take it to the gym. Yeah. That's great.
But I was listening. It was one of those ironic things because I was listening to a podcast about this golfer who had gotten the yips. You know what the yips are?
Yes, but not related to golf.
So
like I know the concept of yips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in golf, you know, because there's so many little intricate things that happen when you are, you know, when you're doing your swing and stuff like that, when something goes wrong in your swing, they call it the yips.
Okay.
And it's almost this self-fulfilling thing because now you get into your head. Like, so you have a professional golfer who's has a beautiful swing, does all everything, and then he goes out and starts hitting stuff wrong. And now he's in his head.
Yeah.
Now he can't fix it.
Yeah.
Because now as he's thinking about it, what used to be muscle memory and things like that and all of his training, now he's in his head.
Yeah.
And every time it gets worse because it's almost like the cough.
Yeah.
You have the yips.
Got
because
it.
Because you have the yips.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard the same word in theory used to describe the other things.
But okay.
Yeah.
So I just thought a good topic for today was being in a rut. Cause that's what my lungs were. They were in a rut. Like they did the same thing over and over again. And, you know, we were just, you know, you did that thing. I coughed because I coughed.
Yeah.
When you have the yips. You have the yips because you have the yips.
Right.
And I think a lot of times in our lives, we fall into a rut where we go, man, something different should be happening here.
Yeah.
But the same old, it's like this self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to do the same thing because I've always done the same thing because I only know how to do the same thing. And it makes sense.
Yeah. In a lot of areas in your life, I feel like in some ways you like the status quo. Mm-hmm. Like even if it's something in your life isn't great because it's familiar, because it's normal, because it's routine, you almost just like the routine and you like the normalcy. And so then it just feeds into you. You begin to like the rut. You actually enjoy being there in some capacity.
Or at least comfortable there.
You're comfortable there. I've heard it said, oh gosh, I'm gonna botch this quote, but even you enjoy being in the dysfunction even just because you're familiar with it.
Sure.
And it's hard to break out of it and break a cycle, break a routine, try something new. But because it's familiar, I don't want to say you enjoy it, but it's just easier to stay there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly true. I have family members, and this is a little off topic, but I have family members who they grew up angry, so they can't get out of that cycle of being angry. And even if they break out of it for a little while, it's almost like grandma's cookies. You know what I mean? Like that, the smell of grandma's cookies. Like as soon as they get angry again, they're like, oh, this is comfortable. This is where I'm supposed to. And they self-sabotage
right.
as a way of getting back into that same pattern and back into that same rut.
Yeah. No, I mean, I see that in different areas of my life all the time. And, you know, for me, I could see different seasons of my marriage where I feel like we're in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a season where we're not going on a date night or we're not taking intentional time to, you know, just spend time together, talk, whatever. And in those seasons, this new normal begins to occur and mm-hmm. you just kind of, that's now the new routine and that's where you live. And it takes intentionality to really get out of the rut.
It does.
Like you have to be so specific and intentional with doing something that is going to disrupt the pattern.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's assume that all of our listeners, because they're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast,
yes.
they want a different life. And they're also striving to get out of the same old, same old. I'm making a pretty big assumption over our listeners here.
I think it's a good assumption. And I don't, what do you think the primary areas that people fall in the ruts are?
Truthfully, I think that the words that we use are actually pretty good ones that we could point at, you know, where
that's good.
You go, okay, I go to work until 5, I drive home, it's 20 minutes, I eat dinner, and you know, on the weekends, I work around the house a little bit, I watch some football, whatever, and adventurous goes away, right?
Yeah.
So there's no adventure. And so they're in a rut with that. Same thing with passions. You know, I'm just gonna live my life and I'm living my life, and so there's nothing bigger that I'm looking for. Healthy, you know, I sit on the couch, I wanna exercise, I wanna get healthier, but because I eat so bad and because I don't exercise, I don't feel like exercising, and so you have that circular thing. And so again, all of those things that we talk about are areas that people can get into ruts, relationships, all of those things.
Yeah, I think that's right. Honest is one of our words, and just the idea that you can get into a rut and convincing yourself and others of a lie.
Sure.
Like you can tell your own self, your own mind, something over and over and over again that you start to believe it, but it's actually not true. It's actually a lie.
Yep.
And you fall into a rut in the way you're thinking, the way you think about yourself, the way you think about your life, the way you think about how people think about you. And the truth is you're stuck in a place that you should not be. And because you're stuck there, you live in this self-fulfilling prophecy, like you said, it just continues.
Yep. So the first thing for me would be to recognize that you're in a rut. So there's some signs that you can look at and say, hey, I recognize that I'm in a rut. So the first thing, it seems obvious, but every day seems the same.
Mm.
I mean, that's the, if literally you go to work and you turn around and you're like, wow, yesterday, it's almost like the Groundhog Day thing with Bill Murray, where like you wake up and it's like the alarm goes off and you just go through the same motions.
Yep.
You're probably stuck in a rut.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. Provided that it's not, because I'm thinking, like, I have some healthy patterns in my life that I want to be repeating.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like, we're not talking that. Yeah,
right.
We're not talking about good habits. Yeah, but, yeah, if you feel like, yeah, you're stuck in the mundane, you're stuck in the normal, you could predict how your day is going to go, and it's going to go that way.
Right.
Yeah, potentially.
You're like, at 12:35, I'm going to eat my PB&J with the, the crust cut off. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
So,
yep.
So along with that, another way that you can look is if you feel that you're just trying to get through the day. Like if by the end of the day, you're like, thank goodness I made it one more day. And then you're like, oh, I got to go through this again. If you're feeling that, you're probably stuck in a rut.
Wow. Okay.
Feeling unmotivated.
Yeah.
Same thing.
You know,
if you're just, man, I just don't want to do anything at all.
Yeah.
You're probably stuck in a rut.
Okay.
If you feel unfulfilled,
probably
stuck in a rut.
Okay.
So last one. This is a big one. If you want to change, but fear the temporary discomfort that comes with it, you're probably stuck in a rut.
Wow.
So
yeah.
So again, if any of those things apply to us, which some of these definitely apply to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure with the listeners.
Yeah. And again, it might not describe, even if you could say, well, that doesn't describe your whole life. I'm sure you can look at a certain area of your life where one of those things, you can find some truth in it.
Right.
And we all have things we need to work on. We all have things that can be advanced and we can move forward. And the truth is, you probably just, you landed somewhere that you just haven't quite been able to take the next steps to get to the next level, and that in health, in your relationship, and your attitude towards life, whatever the case may be. We want to break you out of that.
Sure. Absolutely. So the first thing through my research or anything, because I fall into ruts a lot. I really do.
Yeah.
But the first thing that I've read is that you should take care of yourself. The best way or one of the key ways of getting out of the rut is to take care of yourself.
Okay.
So, and one of the big things is self-compassion, giving yourself some grace, going, yes, we'll just, we, you and I always point towards health because it seems like an easy
one.
It's
so easy to give that as an example.
Right.
Yeah.
So yes, I have not worked out in the last 6 months, six years, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to beat myself up over that. Maybe I'm 30 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight, or whatever the case may be. I'm just not happy with where my health is. But I'm okay with the issues that I've had in the past, and now I just want to go forward. And so giving yourself some grace, because a lot of times we beat ourselves up, and that's why we don't take that next step forward. You know, I should go to the gym, but I'm not going to, because as soon as I get there, I'm going to realize how bad of shape I actually am. So I'll just continue on this path of unhealthy lifestyle because it's easier and I don't have to face the fact that how bad I've gotten.
Yeah. So we're filming this on a Monday. This past weekend, I didn't eat great. I didn't eat terrible, but I just didn't eat great.
Mm-hmm.
And Mondays is typically like a reset my mind day as far as food.
Yep.
And I could easily say, well, I didn't eat great this past weekend, so I'm probably not going to eat great this week, or I'm probably going to not eat great next weekend. Instead, I'm giving myself some grace. And it's like, okay, it wasn't the worst weekend. It wasn't the best weekend, but today I'm just resetting.
Right.
And today's a new day. I can be successful today. I can be successful this week. If you allow yourself to convince yourself, okay, because you failed before, it means you're going to fail again. Oh, that's where I get into that rut. That's where I get stuck and I don't allow myself to move forward. Or I don't allow myself to think that things could be better.
Right. And we also look at it and go, man, that is a really big task, big daunting task.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to start eating better.
Yeah.
Well, I ate an entire bag of, family-sized bag of M&Ms yesterday. So now I took an extra step backwards.
Is that a true story?
Not yesterday, but I have done that in the past. And usually it's a, man, today is Sunday. Monday I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, might as well get it all in right now. Like,
yep.
What food is here that I could possibly eat?
Live it up.
But that goes for, it's not just health.
Yep.
I mean, it's good relationships. You know, there's times where you're like, man, I am in a terrible relationship with this person, whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be any type of relationship.
Yep.
And you're like, well, how did I let myself get here? And like, that type of thinking doesn't allow you to get out of it.
Right. Exactly. Maybe you got in a fight with somebody that has just lasted well longer than you thought it would be. And now you haven't talked to that person for so long. You really can't even remember what the initial argument was about.
Right.
But because that's become the new normal for you guys,
yep.
and it's difficult for you to see a way forward where one or both of you will swallow your pride, you just let yourself live there,
right.
you know? And it comes self-fulfilling prophecy because you don't, you believe you can't move forward, so you just stay where you're at.
Yeah.
Not talking.
So the next tip is change your routines. And this is key. To me, this is 100% key.
Yeah.
You can't do the same things and expect tomorrow to look different than today.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
So I got two kids, and my four-year-old daughter, this is, I mean, probably a year ago, she was just in a season where it was really difficult to put her to bed.
Okay.
And I could not get her to go to sleep. It required like us to lay on the ground next to her bed, and we had to literally lay there until she fell asleep, and she had, you know, we have a routine or whatever, but it just seemed like the routine was not currently working.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that we went away for vacation, and we went to her parents' house for a week, and she slept great at grandma's house. And we came back, and we just tried a new routine,
yep.
like right that first day we came back, and it worked instantly. And she's been sleeping great. I mean, it's been forever now, so it's been maybe 8 months or something. But she's been sleeping great. And we didn't realize it, but the disruption of the routine was actually the necessary thing to try a new habit.
That's really good.
And we didn't force ourselves to do it. We stumbled into it because we were going away.
Right.
But when we came back, we just said, we're going to try something different just on a whim. And looking back, it really was the disruption of the routine, trying something new, stepping into something new that really made a huge difference. And so for you, in any area of your life, what is a way that you can disrupt the normal, disrupt the routine? If you always stop at Dunkin' Donuts to get donuts and a coffee every morning on the way to work, can you take a new route
go
to work?
Go a different way.
Go a different path,
yeah.
If you and your spouse need more alone time together, can you cut out one TV show that you both watch so right. you can free up a night and have a date night? But you gotta disrupt it. You gotta disrupt the normal.
Yeah, I mean here's a freebie. This isn't even a part of my notes. If you want to have a better relationship with your spouse, if that's truly what both of you want, get rid of Netflix, Hulu, and all of the. If you get rid of all TV, all distractions, even if you do it for a week or a month, man, I bet you your relationship changes dramatically.
That's really good.
That's a huge disruption.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be for my house.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have a TV in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, I think that helps because when we go into like the bedroom, it forces us to focus on each other, you know, whether it's.
Yeah, we're keeping it PG-13 here, Ed.
But even just most of the time. Just most of the time, even our deepest conversations are happening in bed because we just put the kids to bed.
Yep.
And we like tidy up downstairs. We go upstairs and there's no TV there. Of course you can watch on your phone or whatever. But in that moment, it's like, okay, we have to focus on each other. We made that decision when we first got married.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you, what if you just took the TV out of your bedroom?
Right.
What would that do to your relationship?
TV, phone, iPad. Just,
yep.
If you got rid of all of those distractions, just starting there,
yep.
that would be fantastic.
I think I talked about this on the show before, but we have this thing too where we won't let ourselves use our phones for about an hour after the kids, we put the kids to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That next hour, we can't use our phones.
That's great advice.
And so it forces us. That's a recent thing. I mean, that's within the last few months. But that was because we noticed we fell in this pattern immediately after we were done taking care of the kids at night. We just each went to our own device, our own thing. We're doing whatever. And we're like, man, we're just never getting FaceTime anymore. And we were in a rut and we needed that time. So we just put this very simple rule in place and it works.
I've seen some things and I've actually thought about getting this from my family. There's a lockbox that once you lock it up, that you put in a certain amount of time. And so you put your phones in and it won't open for an hour or an hour and a half or whatever the case may be.
That's cool.
I'm just imagining my family staring at this box, waiting for the little beep, and then like jumping in.
That's amazing.
But it is there's a place for social media. There's a place for all of that type of distraction. But then there's a place not to have it.
Yeah.
And we do fall into ruts with that.
Even just like talking, one of our words is adventurous. What if you just said, okay, every Saturday morning between the hours of 9 and 12, I will take my family to do something. It literally does not matter what it is. But if your rut is that you feel like you're just never spending quality time with your family, what if you just said, okay, I'm going to set aside this specific time that we'd probably sleep in,
right,
do nothing, you know, until noon. What if you said, I'm going to take that time and we are going to intentionally set it aside to go do something? You might not have a plan, but just get in the car and go somewhere.
Right.
It'll disrupt your routine.
And that's really great. And I have two, that actually hits two things. Number one is have some fun and be spontaneous. Those are both with the change your routines.
That's good.
And that's one of the things that my wife and I and our two youngest do. So we have our cabin up out in the woods, and there's some times we're like, we're going hiking. Where are we going? No flipping clue.
Let's go.
Like, we're just going to walk. It's going to be the four of us and the two dogs, and we're going to figure it out. When we get there, we're going to figure out a way to get back home, wherever there is.
I love that.
And it's and again, it doesn't have to cost any money.
Yeah.
You know, go to a park. Go to a bike trail. Go do something that is different than what you're doing today.
Yeah. One of our words is grateful. And I just think about this idea of, I know many, many families, actually, I feel like you've told me your family has done this before, but like on Thanksgiving, right? A day that's all about gratitude. And what if you took the next morning of Black Friday and you actually went and blessed somebody else? Like you actually went and like did something generous for somebody else. And you take that next day where it's meant to be about one thing and you do something else. I've heard people do that on Christmas as well. We have a Christmas routine where we always read the Christmas story, the out of the Bible, to my family before we open any gifts. And for us, it disrupts we're getting ready for presents.
Right.
We're actually going to stop and do something. So if you just put in a new habit, something that's fun, spontaneous, whatever, into any situation, I think you disrupt the routine, get out of the rut.
So the next tip. Try heading outdoors. So get outside. Mm. There have been so many studies, and I challenge every one of our listeners to look this up, but the getting outside actually dramatically decreases your potential for being depressed.
Yeah.
So, and I'm talking about clinical depression.
Yeah.
Exercise and getting outside are two of the biggest factors of actually getting out of clinical depression.
Yeah.
It's better than medications, better than therapy, all of those types of things. So getting outside is so healthy in so many ways, but it definitely can break you out of a rut.
Well, and being a millennial parent, like I'm obsessed with technology as much as I'm now training my kids to be.
Right.
And there are times where I'm just like, I don't want to go outside to watch you ride your motorized motorcycle. It's something that we have to force ourselves to do. One, because they love it and we're not sitting in front of a screen.
Yep.
There is just something about being outside. I was out for a run yesterday and it was such a great day. It was on a Sunday and I came home to my wife. I'm like, we got to take the kids out. We got to take the dog out and just get outside and do something together. Because you got to take advantage of it. We live in Pittsburgh here. So
all 18 days of nice weather.
We're going to be outside all 18 of those days. Get outside. Yep. It's good.
So the last one we're going to talk about, and we've talked about this an awful lot, find your purpose. We, you know, here with this podcast, we talk about it being passionate. But finding your purpose, that will get you out of a rut.
Yeah.
So many times you fall into the mundane and the day-to-day because you have nothing that you're living for.
That's really good. One of our previous episodes, I think it was our last one you and I did together, we were talking about having a goal and how to get where you want to go. And I think when you have a purpose, it really does make the steps to get there so much clearer.
Right.
So if you can identify a purpose, if you can identify a goal, it almost doesn't allow you to stay in the mundane or stay stuck where you are because you got somewhere to be, you got somewhere you're trying to get to.
Right.
And so it forces you to take certain steps in order to get there, which is great.
Yeah, it does. And it gives you a reason for getting out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, you know, and whatever that purpose is, it doesn't really matter. Just find it. Find that thing that you're passionate about.
I have a good example of this.
Love it.
kind of related to health. This isn't a diet. People keep asking me if I'm doing a diet. I'm not. But I'm 2 months into not eating meat.
Okay.
And so starting in 2020, I decided I wasn't going to eat meat. Not for animal rights reasons, not for health reasons, nothing. But I realized that I had fallen into a rut with my eating. And eating had become so easy to me. I wasn't even thinking about what I was eating.
Right.
Obviously, America, every restaurant and meal, meat is being shoved in your face.
So this is, I'm just curious now. All meat? So no chicken, no beef?
No, I've been doing fish. So it's okay. A pescatarian diet, I guess.
Okay.
So I allowed fish only primarily because I was scared to do this. And I was like, what am I going to eat? You know, I've never done it.
Right.
So I allowed myself fish, but no other meat. And it forces me to be so much more intentional about every single meal that I have. Because when I go to a restaurant, when I'm planning my day around food, I can't fall into a normal routine pattern. I really have not eaten fast food in 2 months because there's nothing to get. Yeah. I can go get French fries, maybe,
right.
But there's nothing to get. And so for me, I just realized I had gotten stuck in a rut with what I was eating. It had become a mindless exercise for me. Just grab whatever's closest and most delicious.
Right.
And so just making that simple decision, it just has reset my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Every single meal, I'm forced to be more intentional about it. It's disrupted my routine,
right.
Which has been good.
Well, and what's interesting to me is I know the passions that you have in your life and what you do to help other people and that being, you know, a motivating factor in keeping you out of ruts. But even I know that your exercise and your eating habits and stuff like that, a lot of times wrap back up into that. Like you're
they
like,
do.
Look, if I am healthier, I can actually do more of the good things that are part of my passion.
100%.
And so it's like almost everything, mm-hmm. all of these different ruts and the ways you get out of them can point back to that purpose that you have in your life.
You're absolutely right. I diabetes runs on my male side of my family. I got 2 kids. I don't want to keep going down a path of not being intentional about a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 31. I'm like, I'm going to disrupt this routine.
Right. It is so funny. I was, I did a speaking engagement last week and I love what I was doing there. And I saw the pictures that were like taken from the event and stuff. I'm like, I need to lose some weight. And again, I'm not fat by any stretch of imagination, but I'm like, if I'm going to have a professional speaking career, if I'm going to do this as part of what I do and what I'm passionate about, which is helping other people be successful in their businesses and things like that,
right?
I need to have an appearance that looks professional, looks like, and so, wow, this is a motivation because this is one of my purposes, this is one of my passions. I'm going to roll my health into that, and that's going to help me get out of that health rut that I'm in.
Yeah, that's
so,
good.
Again, that's a very easy thing to look at.
Yeah, it is.
But it, you know, the relationships that I have, all of those things will go back to that passion, the passions that I have.
Yep.
So
that's good.
Anyway, man, this was a really good one.
Get out of your rut.
I feel like, like we whipped through these.
Yeah.
But this is like really good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I just want to encourage all of our listeners that if you are stuck in a rut, it is springtime is coming. There is no better time to make some changes to get yourself out of the rut.
That's right.
And so I really wish that you guys will run with that you guys will live an exceptional life. And one of the things, this is going to be my new sign off, is that, you know, I hope that all of our listeners strive to live an exceptional life because an ordinary one will always be waiting for them. Mm. It's deep, isn't it?
That is deep.
That is deep. So until next week, thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. Share this. Subscribe, do all of the things that you're supposed to do with a podcast, and hopefully you're getting a lot out of it. Have a good one. See you next week.